This is the Happy Mama Movement with me, Amy Taylor Cabaz, mama to three, author and editor of the Happy Mama magazine. Over my 9 years of mamahood, I have come to realise that the single biggest lesson in all of this is our relationship with ourself. Not our kids, our partners, or our besties, but ourself. So how do we do that while raising our families in this crazy modern world? Here, I share some of my thoughts and insights. Today, I want to talk about bouncing back after a bad day or an angry moment. How we can come back to a good place when we've just lost it, or just can't get our happy place back, or just feel like it's one of those days and we're spiraling down and not sure how to pull ourselves out. This has come up in the Reconnect program's Facebook group lately, as well as the Next Level program I'm running, and is of course something that keeps showing up in my life despite working on this for nearly 8 years, and in particular the last 2.5 years intensely, because the reality is this is life, isn't it? That we have days where it falls apart, all of our plans go to the side, and we find ourselves perhaps acting, behaving, doing things that we're not proud of, not handling things with the grace that we hope that we will always handle things, and in the end being terribly hard on ourselves, which of course only perpetuates that terrible feeling. If we could simply just stop in that moment and practice self-compassion and kindness, I'm certain that those spirals would end right there. But the thing that I've found over the years, and I teach in the Reconnect program, is that when we're in the middle of that pain, when we're in the middle of that anger bubbling up inside us, that frustration, that inner voice that says, why is this happening? Why do I have to deal with this today? The part of us, the beautiful grace-filled part of us that knows how to turn this around and be calm and connected again, is drowned out. It's impossible for us to remember what we need to do to feel connected and calm again. It's like that part of our brain switches off, is inaccessible to us in that moment. And later when we look back, we think, oh, why didn't I just do this? Why didn't I just connect with my breath? Why didn't I do all those things I know that works? And that is the greatest challenge of motherhood, I believe, because when you're in normal life, when you're not dealing with little ones, with irrational behavior and sudden illnesses and things just thrown at you that are so overwhelming at times, you can pause, reconnect, take yourself off to the bathroom at work and catch your breath. Think about things, call someone to help you. All of those beautiful tools that you might be able to have in a normal life, they are not always accessible to us when we are in the middle of a toddler tantrum in the supermarket. When we look around our house and see that it's just one pile of mess after another. When we feel completely overwhelmed and frazzled. So how do we bounce back when we're in the middle of those moments? The amazing Brené Brown, who is one of the great teachers in our lifetime around resilience and courage and living wholeheartedly, talks about shame spirals, where we get ourselves into these spirals of beating ourselves up and spiraling down into a place that only makes it worse. So how do we pull ourselves out of that? How do we bounce back? An analogy that's really helped me over the years is to think of this like the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland. I often picture in my mind that there's little rabbit holes all around me all of the time that I have to mindfully walk around, tiptoe around at times, step over at times, so I don't fall into them. I hope this analogy works for you too. I feel like there's black holes, rabbit holes that I could fall down into if I allow my thoughts to go that way. So for example, if we're running late for school and daycare drop off again and the house is a mess and nothing's going right, and I just can start to hear that cycle in my mind of, why does this always happen every morning? Now my day is going to be off to the worst start. Now I have to come home and clean everything. Now this is going to happen. Now that's going to happen. Why is this always the way? That is a rabbit hole right in front of me. That is a big black hole that if I'm not mindful of, I will fall down into and most likely spend my day in there. The best way to avoid those rabbit holes around me at all times is to, as much as possible, recognize when those thoughts begin, recognize the holes right next to me. And that just takes practice. That just takes absolute determination to be as conscious as possible of your thoughts and what they are doing as much as possible. That just takes discipline, mamas. It's just a daily practice, like working a muscle of just tuning into your thoughts. What am I telling myself? How tense is my body? Where am I going with this? And what rabbit holes are around me that I need to avoid? Don't dive into them. See them for what they are. They are not the reality. They are just a place in your mind. And if we can stop ourselves from diving into it, we can avoid that spiral. We can avoid that self-pity and that overwhelm that comes from those moments. So it really comes down to being mindful. It really comes down to being able to tune into your thoughts as often as possible. And that doesn't mean that when we tune into them, we automatically say, that's okay. I can see that my thoughts are negative and I am happy and calm and I always deal with things beautifully. Let's remember that affirmations and those positive thoughts are not always easy to get to from that overwhelm. And if we just force ourselves to start repeating positive affirmations without any belief around them, they don't work. So often the thing that I do is, as always, connect with my breath first. When we're in that overwhelm, when we're rushed, when we're feeling down, we shallow breathe. Our body is not getting the oxygen and the prana that it needs to really thrive, to clear our energy again, to get back into a good place. So the very first thing to do when you need to bounce back, when you need to pull yourself out of the hole and get on with the day as best you can, is connect with your breath. I know I say this a lot, but this is the most powerful thing, because not only does it give our body the energy, the prana, the expansion that it needs, but it also gets us out of our head and into our body. So when you connect with your breath, feel your chest expand and feel that sensation in your physical body. And what that does is it brings us back into the moment. You can't possibly be worrying about next week or last night's fight, or diving down that hole of, I'm such a terrible mother, I always do this, if you are focusing on the physical sensation of your body. And I will often probably look like a crazy person, but when I'm really feeling that overwhelm settling in and I feel that there are those rabbit holes all around me, I will just breathe and I will walk around my house getting the school bags, doing whatever I need to do, organizing breakfasts, dealing with tantrums, just with this constant focus on my chest expanding in and out. And I can feel it's like an inner strength light up again. It's that fire and resilience inside me being flamed, getting stronger. I connect back to what I know works. I get out of my head and back into my body. When we bounce back like that, when we just literally connect with our breath, we break that cycle. We stop the diving into the holes. We don't allow ourselves to get caught up in those terrible thoughts again. Because let's be honest, mamas, this is a hard gig, but there's also so much joy and lessons and growth and wonder and love from this daily journey of motherhood. If only we could get out of our heads and see it for what it is. Yes, some days are hard and you're rushing and things are all over the place, but in the end, that does not matter. In the end, is the only thing that matters is that we do have our little family, that we have this opportunity. So if we can hit pause on that self-destruction and that criticism and actually just come back to what is, then we can start enjoying it more. We can be there for our family more, and perhaps most importantly of all, we can live our life more rather than worrying about it and beating ourselves up and missing it. So connect with your breath when you're in those moments. Feel your chest expand. Remind yourself, if you need a mantra, if you need something to repeat yourself to yourself, start with, I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. Big breath, feel your chest. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. We start with kindness in all situations on this journey. We always tune in to ourselves, get back in the moment, and then shower ourselves with love. As I've spoken about before, think about what you would say to your best friend or your sister. Think about how you would practice compassion towards your child who's having a bad moment. Take a step back and see what you're dealing with. Be real about how hard this is. You don't have to love it all. You don't have to love it all. But you do have to be kind to yourself about it all. Sometimes we get it wrong. Sometimes we break. Sometimes we don't behave, act, deal with things the way we wish we did. But the way to turn that around and bounce back is to start now. I often hear mums, and I know I used to do this, where if it's falling apart, if it's going badly, if you're having a bad day, you kind of write the day off. I know some mamas who write the week off if it hasn't started right. It's like the diet philosophy, isn't it? Where if you go to work and there's a birthday cake and you have a slice of cake for morning tea, well, then you think to yourself, oh, well, today's a write-off, so I'll just go and have whatever I want for lunch and for dinner, and I may as well have two glasses of wine after dinner, and I'll just start again tomorrow. Hopefully we now know that that's not how we treat our body, but it's also how we don't treat our mind and our life. In every single second, we have a chance to start again. Let me say that again. In every single second, it is a new moment. What you just did, what you just dealt with, how you just dealt with it is gone. It's in the past. It's gone. You have a choice to start again right now. Right now. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't write the rest of today off. Start with this second, knowing that you have another chance right now. Connect with your breath and say, to yourself in your mind, I'm starting again. I'm starting again. That's okay. I forgive myself and I start again. What do I need to do right now to come back into this moment, be kind and calm, and bounce back? Sometimes it might be putting some music on. I know yesterday my little family was stressed and rushed and everybody was freaking out and having moments, and so we put music on and we all danced around. We turned it up really loud, and even the two-year-old had his little hands up in the air and was fist pumping and dancing and jumping. And I thought to myself, we just did it. We just turned that really grumpy moment with all of us, including myself, around. We shook it off, totally Taylor Swift. We reconnected to our bodies. We got the energy moving. We got the frustrations out, and we had fun. Sometimes you need to get out. Sometimes you need sunshine. Sometimes you need the beach. Sometimes you need to go into the bathroom and close the door and breathe. Sometimes you need to eat. Sometimes you need to cancel all plans, get on the floor and watch ABC Kids with your little ones and allow the rest of the day to unfold as it should. But don't wait. Don't write the day off. Don't allow yourself to dive into those rabbit holes. We have a choice, and the choice is now to stop, disconnect from the negative thoughts, be kind, and start again. That's how we bounce back, mamas. So much love to you all. Please send me any questions for this podcast, as I would love to answer them directly. Sat Nam.
Thanks for listening to the Happy Mama Movement. To make sure you never miss an insight, please subscribe to this podcast and also pop on over to see the latest issue of the Happy Mama magazine at www.happymama.com.au.